Kansas Senate leaders kept denying that the impasse on a tax cut plan was serious, but the House turned down the latest Senate proposal 109-5 on Friday. It would have lowered the sales tax on groceries to 4.9% and kept the tax on other items at 6.3%. Without some action, the sales tax will drop back to a flat 5.7%, and with income taxes now lowered, Kansas would start racking up the red ink. On Friday, the House offered up its current proposal, basically the same as its original one, a 6% sales tax across the board. Budget talks were on hold pending an agreement on taxes. Weekend storms left thousands of area homes without power.
Extensive wind damage across parts of Miami and Johnson counties and getting into Jackson and parts of Cass County, with a fairly widespread swath of probably 60 to 70 mile an hour wind gusts.
Chris Bowman of the National Weather Service, who said they were straight-line winds, no tornadoes developed in the Kansas City area. It was a far different story in Moore, Oklahoma, where an EF5 tornado leveled a mile-and-a-half wide swath on Monday. Heart to Heart was one of the Kansas City agencies that sent volunteers immediately. CEO Crystal Barr said the organization's presence in the Oklahoma City suburb will continue for weeks.
It could be a couple weeks. Until their basic local health care infrastructure is back operating where it needs to be.
Relief organizations said the best way to help out the disaster afflicted is a cash donation to a known charitable organization. Kansas City, Missouri extended its contract for red light traffic cameras for a second 5-year hitch. Councilman John Sharp said it was about safety, though definitely not popularity.
I understand the red light camera system is not popular. Every time we do something with it, we certainly hear about that from some folks. But I think the fact is that it has proven to be a great enhancement to public safety.
The council postponed a scheduled vote on a new ethics code for city employees and elected officials after some members complained that sections of it were confusing. Councilman Russ Johnson said there was no evidence it was a move to kill the ethics plan.
I'm not hearing a lot of philosophical concerns with it. I'm hearing, let's get the words right.
The ethics code goes back to committee Wednesday to get the wording straightened out and is rescheduled for a full council vote on Thursday. No reason was given for the resignation of Missouri Social Services head Alan Freeman, though some speculated it involved recent flaps over failure to release case records in some way. But Missouri State Representative Jeff Grismore did give a reason why he didn't resign. He had said he'd hang it up if the legislature didn't pass bills for assistance to disabled children and adults, but he talked with House leadership and...
They assured me they'll do everything to help us next year, ensure that the omnibus bill passes.
Grismore represents the Lee's Summit area. And out in Kansas, as Manhattan prepared for the Tuesday groundbreaking of Phase 1 of the National Biosecurity Lab, the Air Force announced it would invest about $200 million in Wichita's McConnell Air Force Base to make it the operational center for a new line of in-the-air refueling tankers. This is KCUR.